There we go. Okay. So I think today's the 21st. Is that right? Or 22nd? Thank you. 22nd or 23rd? 22nd. Okay. 2020, lesson 434, twisting and opposing. So go ahead and lie on your back. Start off on your back. And the first thing we always do, it's called a lesson in a lesson while we're lying on our backs, is to take an inventory, as I said, to start becoming aware. And how you become aware is through your feeling and sensation. So you start to feel, how are you lying on the floor? So it's best to have your arms next to your sides, your legs long, and you start to assess. So there's parts of you that touch the floor. There's parts of you that don't touch the floor. So you draw some awareness there. What parts of me are touching? What parts of me are not touching? Is more of myself touching? Or actually, is it very minimal? Right? So if you can kind of think that if you generally are very at ease right now, relaxed, more of you would be sinking into the floor. So if less of you is touching the floor, those places are holding tension. Right? And tension's very interesting because we can be holding tension and not even know we're holding tension. Hence, that's part of this class, right? Is to go, wow, I don't feel pain, but boy, I'm not touching anywhere in my upper back, so I must be holding some tension there. And what's really, really cool about this work is just the moment that you think that and you feel it, you could start feeling yourself acquiring more of yourself to rest on the floor. As soon as you become aware, I have tension or discomfort there, things get better. So that's what's super cool about this work, is that you don't have to do anything necessarily. You don't have to stretch and work things hard. You have to become aware. So with that, draw some attention specifically to your spine. From the base of your neck, or head, I should say, down through your neck, through the shoulder blades, and your spine goes all the way down to your tailbone. And we're going to be working with rotation today with your spine. So that's why I'm having you draw attention to seeing how it feels right now. Does it feel like your spine is pretty centered? Is there an area of your spine that kind of shoots off to one side? Is there an area, again, where you have tension in between the shoulder blades, lower back, tailbone area? And then lastly, bring some attention to your breath and your breathing. So what's real important is that you're breathing, right? So you have an inhalation and you have an exhalation, and you just want to make sure that that's happening. Okay, so one of the forms of tension is to hold our breath. So it's a way for you to, again, check in, become aware, and observe yourself. Am I holding my breath? Slowly and gently roll your head to the right and left. And now this is the beginning of our rotation, is to feel in your cervical spine, how do you roll your head to each side? How does it feel? Is it comfortable? Is it easy to go to both sides? That's it. Okay. Good, bring it back to center. Okay, so we're gonna now go to your side. So we're gonna start on the right side. So you're gonna roll onto your right side. You're gonna have your right arm long out in front of you, but you're gonna stack your knees on top of each other. Your head is gonna rest on the floor. Okay, so it's okay to let your head hang down and rest on the floor. Okay? Your cervical spine is designed to allow that. Okay? And now your left hand, you're going to bring your left hand to your forehead. And you want to place your entire palm with your fingers on your forehead. So the fingers are facing the right side of your face, right? So the whole palm, good. Okay? And if you notice, this then brings your left elbow, right, is kind of towards the ceiling. Okay? So very gently and slowly, you're going to begin to roll your head. Think of going to the left, right? Very gently. And then you come back to this starting position. So then you feel that the elbow is also moving to the left. And the reason for your hand to be holding your forehead is that this encourages the chest to move. Right, so this is involving rotation in your upper back, and this is often the area that is the most difficult. Okay, can you let your head rest? Yeah, just slide that shoulder down a little bit. Yeah, there you go. I don't want you holding your head. There you go. So do not hold your head in the air, right? Back to tension. So we repeat a movement like this multiple times, and the reason we do is it gives you the opportunity to feel what you're doing. So it's not about going fast. In fact, the slower you go, the better. So you want to feel how is your neck turning and responding, and then how is this area in between your shoulder blades? Does your chest start to turn towards the ceiling? Does your left elbow come behind you? Now, some of you, and this is to pay attention to, some of you are feeling or finding the need, or just it's a habit, to have the knees lift. So again, awareness, because I didn't ask the knees to lift. So what that means is that there is some tension somewhere, and the way for you to get yourself to turn is you're lifting the knees. So it's a constraint now. So we have constraints as well. So that means if you need to turn less so that you keep both knees grounded to the right. So the right knee's on the floor and the left knee's on the right. So this really requires the rotation to occur in the cervical and upper back. And it's real important to feel, can I do this? Or, wow, this is really hard. I want that assistance with the lower back. Keep these guys here. Oh, so go less. I want you to come back sooner because I don't want these moving. Yep, stop. There, stop. So don't worry about going further. Keep this quiet because this is going to help open the upper back, which is eventually going to help your lower back. There you go. Right? So do that just one more time. Okay. Let it go, roll onto your back and rest. And just observe if something happened with the left side of you. Arms by your side, always by your side. Legs long. How's that left shoulder blade now? How's your breathing? Okay, let's roll onto your left side. So same thing, your left arm's out in front of you. You may have to pull that left shoulder kind of down a little bit so your head can rest on the floor, right? And it's not your entire head. It's a point of your head. But you need to have your head have contact, okay? The knees are bent and stacked on top of each other. You bring now your right forearm up your hand to the forehead, so your right elbow's to the ceiling, and you start to roll to the right. Think of that right elbow coming back. Think of turning your chest right towards the ceiling. So it's not about your head. Yes, go back. Did you notice that about yourself? So move your chest. This is your chest, not your head. Right? Keep those knees down then, right? A lot of instruction. So you roll your head, you open the elbow to the right, you open the chest, right? So this chest bone also is referred to as your sternum. It starts to turn towards the ceiling. Much better. Much, much, much better. Casey, much better. Keep the legs quiet. So when I give you a constraint, this is the way to think about a constraint. So you've got to keep those knees quiet and on the ground. The constraint is to help the upper back learn to move. So if you avoid that, you're not going to learn what you need to learn in the upper back. Sure, can you use the legs? Yeah, you can. But they're actually working against you, because then you don't truly learn what you need to learn in the upper back. You stay stiff. The upper back is on vacation having that mimosa, an omelet. Nice. Do that one more time, and we'll go to your back. Good. Okay, roll onto your back and assess. Arms down by your side, legs long. How do you feel? What feels different? Is more of you making contact now with the floor? Right, just one very, very simple movement with thought, attention, focus, awareness is profound. Things start to change. Okay, we're going to go back over to the right side. Back to the right side, right arm out. Okay, I'm going to let you rest the left arm right now. So make sure you move that shoulder so your head is comfortably lying on the floor. The legs are bent in front of you, stacked. There you go. Okay, so now we're going to work with your left knee, left leg. Okay? So we're now going to address the lower part of your spine. So you're going to start to, very much like your elbow that you did, you start to lift the left knee. And for right now, you can keep the left foot in contact, right? Just think of your left knee lifting and going towards the ceiling, right? Just like you did with the elbow. So it's a turning. Remember, the feet are in contact. Feet are in contact. So think of, yes, what did you do with your elbow, right? So you're going to bring that knee to the ceiling. Exactly. Okay? And what happens in your back? What happens with your pelvis? And then you come back to the starting position. So can you let the left side of your pelvis move backwards? Right? So it's so interesting, because some of you do a constraint without me telling you to do a constraint. Right, so let the buttocks go back, let the left knee come up, but Lynn, keep the right leg over, right? And feel what's happening with the lower part of your spine and your pelvis. And are you breathing? And then you come back to the start. Let the pelvis go back and forth. There you go. Better. Okay. Now, keep the legs stacked again. We're going to build now. So keep the legs stacked. Pause for a minute. Bring the left hand back to the forehead. Right? Just like you did earlier. Okay, so now we're going to combine these two movements. Right? So you got to go slow though so you don't fall over. Right? So you're going to think of, I'm going to lift the left knee and I'm taking the left elbow back. So the whole spine is now rotating. And you're breathing. Actually, this is a harder movement because of balance. When we do the next, these are called variations, the next variation will actually feel easier. Excellent. Okay, let's go back to the side. You're going to pause on your side. You just kind of rest there. So let the left arm come down, rest in front of you, breathe, just feel how your breath and breathing is on your side. How comfortable is it to be on this side? Okay, so let's bring the left hand to the forehead again. Okay, so now this is what you're going to do. Let's start with the left elbow. Think of the left elbow. It is going to come forward, a direction we haven't gone yet, into the floor, right? So you're going to roll your face to the floor, right? Face, your nose. That's it, right? So we already did the other way of going to the left. So you go from the ceiling and you bring that left elbow forward to roll to the floor, right? And then you come back to the ceiling, right? So you start with the ceiling, you take it to the right forward, excellent. And feel what that rotation's like, right? So this is all in your upper back and your neck, right? Excellent. Okay, so now this is where it gets a little funky. You're going to take that left elbow, you're going to continue to go forward at the same time, so you got to go slow. You're going to lift the left knee to take it towards the ceiling. So this is why the lesson's about oppositions. So you're going to lift the left knee and you're going to take the left elbow and face and chest forward. And this is how we walk, right? It's contralateral. So you take the upper body forward, the lower back, and you feel this twist. It's like taking, whether you use a washcloth or dish towel or something, you're going to wring out a towel. One hand turns one way, the other hand turns the other, right? This is the twist. And where do the two directions meet in your back and in your spine? See if you can feel that, pinpoint it. So what does that tell you? If it's higher up, it means more of the lower part turns easier. Or if it's right in the middle, that means you turn equally. Or if it's up high, or let's see, up down lower, right, the upper body moves more. It doesn't have to be a big movement, but again, the elbow forward, the pelvis back. Beautiful. Okay, let's pause one more time on your side to rest. Okay, Bring your left hand one more time to the forehead. Now we're going to do the opposite. So let's start with the leg for a moment. So think of having your left leg slide forward in front of the right. So the knee, not the foot, Lynn, the knee. So let the left knee, not the foot, slide forward. Just let it slide forward. There you go. Take the pelvis forward and come back. Just do that a few times. Slide the left knee forward. It's okay. It can slide off. There you go. And bring it back. Take the pelvis forward. There you go. Now incorporate as you take the left knee forward, taking the left elbow backwards. So twist the upper body forward, the upper body backward, the lower body forward. And can you breathe? Can you let your foot be relaxed? So all of a sudden, many of you have a lot of tension with your foot. Make it a smaller movement with the sliding, right? The knee just slides forward. Doesn't have to slide off, right? But as you roll your head and your elbow back to the left and not up, think straight forward with the knee. Just, it comes forward. The pelvis comes forward. That a girl. You're a good listener, right? When you can correct with my language. Much better. Slide the pelvis forward. Take the left elbow and face and chest backwards. Beautiful. Okay, let's let it go. You're tired. Roll onto your backs and rest. And when I say tired, it's more mental fatigue, right? It's just like, oh my gosh, we did all these combinations and your body's trying to assimilate it. So this is why we take breaks. This is why you come to rest, is so your brain and body can process what you just did. So often we can fall into what's called a homolateral, kind of walking one side all as a unit instead of this contralateral, which can cause hip issues, back issues. And I'll tell you where I notice it shows up for me a lot is walking the dog. It's really interesting. So this lesson really, right? So I'm really working on training my puppy to stay right next to me instead of being in front of me. So I have freedom on my arm instead of my arm being locked forward. Does that make sense? Yes, kind of. Okay. Let's go on to your left side. And let's start with just the right arm resting. The legs are stacked. And let's start off with now that right knee. Remember how we lifted the right knee away from the left, right? Towards the ceiling, you keep the feet stacked so you get the pelvis to go backwards. So just think of the pelvis, not the upper back. How does the pelvis go back? Right, so we do these variations and we break things down so that you can again learn and feel and sense how efficient am I in that area of the body? Do I move that part? But if you find yourself involving another part, the answer is no. It means you default to using another part of you, and then it does you no good right now to use that part. Right, so don't move the upper back. Only stick with the pelvis and lifting the knee so that you can acquire this new learning of how the lower back and pelvis can move. Excellent. Let the leg stay stacked. Bring the right hand to the forehead. And now we're going to take this right elbow forward, right? Remember we did this part? So how do you rotate your upper back and your neck? So you literally roll your face into the mat. And your right elbow will make contact with the floor. Good. Okay, come back. Right? So now you're going to combine these two. So you're going to take the right elbow forward as you lift the right knee. Right? Piece together this contralateral movement, right? So an oppositional twist. The lower part of you goes backwards, the upper part of you goes forward, and you twist and it tightens somewhere in between the two areas, right? And then you look for that. Where is the area, right? Where does that occur? Again, like twisting a towel when you're wringing out a wet towel. And the other thing to pay attention to, there's so much to pay attention to, is your timing, right? So as we move through a lesson, there's all kinds of aspects to draw awareness. So where the twist is, and then what is the timing like? Can you lift the leg and take the elbow forward at the same time? Is one part of your body, the lower or the upper, ahead of the other part? Who likes to be the leader? Right? Who likes to be the follower? Excellent. Let's pause and rest on your side for a moment. And then, like the discussion that we briefly had about, right, the eating and stuff, there's really no right way. That's what I love about this work. The more that you have options and choices, you know, that's so, you know, again, if you go out to a really late dinner, you're out with friends, it's New Year's, you're eating at 9 o'clock at night. I'm not thinking an omelet at 8 o'clock the next morning is going to be really great. But if you don't feel well and you had some soup at 4 in the afternoon or 4:30 and slept, maybe have a little piece of toast in the morning, right? Choices, options create the greatest freedom. And the only way you know is by assessing what feels right to you is being very tuned in to yourself. Okay, let's bring that right hand to the forehead. Right, we're going to change it now. So you're going to slide the right knee forward just a little bit. Not in front, not above, Lynn. Stay right on top. So just as small, and then you take the right elbow backwards, right? So you roll the head and the elbow to open the upper chest, the lower body comes and slides forward. So for me, doing this method and this work for a really long time, what I keep circling back and around to is finding the ease and the quality. Where I can move, so it's not, don't think so, that's going up. Don't think so much of your knee, think of your pelvis. It's the quality in which you move. This is back, back, that's back, right? This is up. Yeah, I want you to go back, back. Nope, and then forward. Yeah, so now take this back and bring this forward. There you go, that's forward. You need to do a lesson on clarifying directions. No, really. I mean, some people, it's foreign. What is forward and back versus up and down? So once you know what you're doing, then you look for ease, right? So you're kind of doing the same thing. You're coming up. So you're tightening in here. That's an up motion instead of forward. So I want you to think where my hand is. I want you to push into my hand. Forget the leg. Bring your pelvis forward. There, that a girl. See, that's forward. The other, you feel the difference? Mm-hmm. So think of my hand, come forward. That's it, roll forward, right? And again, it's not that you don't know where it's wrong, but if it's not in your vocabulary, in your language of your body, it's not familiar, you haven't been doing it. You haven't been using it. And it's probably the very thing holding you back. Forward, good. I think that's what we're going to do next week is we're going to do directions. We haven't done that. I don't know if we've ever done it. Nice. Okay, does it sound too crazy to try to combine it all? So do you think you could take the elbow back as the pelvis comes forward, come back to the starting, and then take the elbow forward and the pelvis back? Right, this is running. This is walking. Nice. Pelvis back, elbow forward, elbow back, pelvis forward, and then elbow forward, pelvis back, right? Nice. Don't think of lifting up, sliding forward more. There you go. Now, all of you, just one or two more times, just make it much smaller and simpler, right? Right, just smaller. Okay, let it go, you're tired. On your back, let's rest. So now on your backs with your arms down by your side, your legs long, resting, take in your inventory, right? So start to assess from all these variations we did in this rotation forward, we did back, we combined things, we did them separate. How are you feeling? Have you gained a greater sense of at least ease in your body? If there were places of tension before, did those just let go? Not by stretching, not by pulling, not by demanding, but by introducing movement to those areas. How are the shoulder blades? How is your pelvis resting on the floor? How do you sense your spine? Slowly and gently roll your head to the right and left and just feel, again, the ease, the fluidity now of rolling your head to each side. Beautiful. And then lastly, just bring some attention to your breath and breathing. And how your breath and breathing feels. Okay, and then taking your time, you're going to roll to one of your sides, bring yourselves to sitting. So you'll use that rotation and then come up to standing to see how you feel from this lesson.